Nos atiende Mignon Houston. Ella es la portavoz del Departamento de Estado en los Estados Unidos. Tenemos que hacer toda la entrevista en inglés porque ella no tiene sino 10 minutos. Mrs. Houston, good morning and thank you for this interview.
Good morning and thank you for having me and hello to all of your listeners.
Thank you very much. Let me ask you about the relations with our country, with Colombia. How do you see the relations at this point?
Oh, absolutely. I would love to start, if you don't mind, just by acknowledging right now the many faithful around the world who are paying respect to our beloved Pope, and just to all of your listeners who are paying their respects, I send my well wishes and our prayers for his grace to continue to just bless our countries and our world. I would say that our relationship with Colombia, you know, we have an opportunity here for our two countries to create a brighter future for our citizens, to really sort of focus on how we reduce the issues and the crisis of illegal immigration, how we focus on sort of the poison that is gravitating in our countries as it relates to transnational criminal organizations and the flow of narcotics trafficking. We really have an opportunity to address these issues working together. This administration has been very clear that it is a priority for us to focus on our hemisphere, to focus on our shared priorities. We have a very close relationship, of course, with the many Colombian Americans who live throughout the United States. We are grateful for their contributions. We are grateful for their impact, and we will continue to be supportive of our relationship and the people of Colombia.
Mrs. Houston, I have a very concrete question. The president of Colombia, Gustavo Petro, has a visa today to go into your country?
You know, we heard the president's remarks. What I can tell you is that visa records are confidential. And so based on that, I'm not going to be able to share any details about his specific visa. I can tell you that we continue to remain engaged. Our relationship with the people of Colombia is very strong. And I can't speak to his visa in particular, but we have seen his remarks. And I just refer back to the president, but I can't speak to his actual visa, unfortunately.
So you cannot confirm if he has his visa today?
Well, and it's because our visa laws just require that we do not speak out specific visa cases. This is a longstanding U.S. immigration policy. It's part of our visa records being confidential, and so I'm not able to speak to that. I hate to sound like a broken record, so I'd have to refer back to the president. So I can't speak to those records, but I would say our visa policies, as many of the folks in Colombia know, are very clear. Our U.S. immigration law is very clear. I can't speak to his actual visa case, but I would refer back to the president on that question.
Mrs. Houston, how do you see in this moment the relations between United States and Venezuela, who is our neighbor, and we are receiving a lot of migrants from Venezuela, millions?
Understood. You know, this Secretary Rubio has been public in stating we are focused on a Venezuela that continues its efforts. We need to see efforts, right? We need to see work towards creating a democratic progress in Venezuela. We want to see more stability in the region. We want to see a Venezuela where the people of Venezuela, where their voices are heard, where their voices are respected. This is what we continue to work on as part of our foreign policy here in the United States. The Secretary has been very clear that we will hold those accountable, those who undermine the ability for Venezuela to work towards a democratic process, those who undermine the human rights of the Venezuelan people. We will continue to hold those accountable through our diplomatic methods. We will also work towards ensuring that we are not sort of supporting or funding any resources that go against or oppress the Venezuelan people. The people of Venezuela are who we are tied to. We are very supportive of our relationship with the people of Venezuela. We understand that Colombia is accepting folks who have been displaced, who have left Venezuela. We thank the government of Colombia and those in Colombia for their efforts in supporting these individuals. But we really want a Venezuela that returns to democratic roots, of Venezuela that respects the people of Venezuela and their voices.
Mr. Houston, I would like to ask, what will happen with Edmundo Gonzalez? I mean, does the U.S. recognize him as the winner, and what steps will you take now?
Look, we've been very clear that we see Edmundo Gonzalez as the rightful winner of the election. We have spoken out about that. We will continue our steps to work on, we're engaged at all levels diplomatically to see a Venezuela that really can focus on the rights and the voices of Venezuela, right? This is a priority for us. We continue to work with our partners in the region. We'll continue to work at very high levels. We also are very focused on, you know, I can't speak to any specific sanctions, but we are looking at ways to ensure that people are held accountable for their actions for oppressing the people of Venezuela. This is important to us. And this is, we have a Secretary of State who's been very public about his remarks in this vein, that we do not recognize Maduro, that we do not recognize the Maduro regime, that we recognize the 2015 National Assembly. We've been very clear about all of these issues, and we've spoken about them publicly.
Mrs. Houston, were the United States aware that the president of El Salvador was going to offer a prisoner swap to Venezuela, changing the political prisoners that country has against the migrants that were deported from the U.S.?
Well, I can't speak to any diplomatic conversations that previewed this discussion. What I can say is that, you know, I refer back to the governments themselves to speak further about this. I can't speak to any preview any conversations that we were a part of. I would say that it is important for every country, and this is something that this administration has been clear about, for every country to accept and receive illegal immigrants. This administration from the start received a mandate from the American people to safeguard public safety and U.S. national security. And that includes working closely with our partners in the region to counter transnational criminal organizations and counter the crisis of illegal immigration. And this is something we will continue to be committed to because we know the American people and the people of this hemisphere are focused on safer borders, on secure borders, on sort of eliminating the suffering that is caused by illegal immigration from folks across the hemisphere. And this is a priority for us. We're working very closely with our partners, and we will continue to work in that vein.
Señora Houston, muchas gracias por su tiempo. Se nos acabaron los 10 minutos. Le deseo muchos éxitos. Thank you very much for your time.
Muchísimas gracias.
Resumen ejecutivo. Tome aire, Grace. Adelante.
Sí, Julio le comenzó preguntando sobre cómo ve las relaciones con Colombia, pero antes de responder a esa pregunta ya quería rendir sus respetos al Papa y pues dar sus mejores deseos. Dice que están rezando por el Papa para que puedan seguir bendiciendo los diferentes países en el mundo. Y pues ya entrando en materia con la respuesta, dice que lo que ella está viendo acá es una oportunidad para que los dos países, tanto Estados Unidos como Colombia, trabajen para construir un futuro mejor, para que los ciudadanos puedan tener unos países mucho más seguros, enfocarse en cómo reducir esos problemas que le importan a los Estados Unidos en este momento, como es la crisis ilegal, como es la inmigración ilegal y esa crisis generada precisamente por esa problemática. Nos dice que lo que quieren es acabar con ese veneno de los grupos de crímenes transnacionales. Nos dice que quieren acabar con el tráfico de narcóticos, quieren trabajar y generar esa oportunidad para hacer un hemisferio mucho más seguro. Ya han dejado claro que esas son las prioridades de esa administración, entonces han trabajado con los colomboamericanos que viven en los Estados Unidos, también agradeciendo con la contribución que han hecho a ese país. También responde sobre ese tema de la visa, si pues el presidente colombiano tiene visa ahora para ir a los Estados Unidos. Dice que sí escucharon esas declaraciones del presidente, pero pues es absolutamente confidencial, no pueden compartir detalles de una visa puntual. Entonces lo único que puede responder es que están comprometidos con la gente de Colombia para construir una relación bastante fuerte entre ambos países, pero lamentan no poder dar esa información de una visa en específico porque pues no lo puede hacer. Así que le contrapreguntaba a Julio si entonces no lo podría confirmar, y ella insistía que por la ley de visa que tiene los Estados Unidos no puede hablar de casos específicos. Eso lo hace por la confidencialidad que hay sobre el tema, entonces no puede referirse porque las políticas de visa en los Estados Unidos son bastante claras. La ley de inmigración es bastante clara, pero pues le trasladará esa pregunta al presidente de los Estados Unidos. ¿Cómo ve las relaciones entre Estados Unidos y Venezuela? Pues hay muchos venezolanos llegando a Colombia, millones, se le cuestionaba sobre ese tema. Dice que el secretario Rubio ha dicho que estamos enfocados en que Venezuela continúe con esos esfuerzos para pues volver, retornar a la democracia en ese país. Nos dice que están buscando cierta estabilidad en la región, quieren que en Venezuela se escuchen esas voces de la oposición, que se respeten, están trabajando en materia internacional, y lo que quiere hacer el secretario es que las personas en Venezuela que no estén cumpliendo con los derechos humanos, pues se hagan responsables y que se siga dentro de ese país el proceso democrático. Nos dice que para eso tienen diferentes métodos diplomáticos para poder hacer cumplir eso y trabajar para que esos fondos en Venezuela pues no se utilice en contra de los ciudadanos. Nos dice que pues agradecen que Colombia esté aceptando esas personas desplazadas que se están yendo de Venezuela, pero lo que quieren es realmente que Venezuela retorne a esas raíces democráticas y se respete todas las voces dentro de ese país. Sobre Edmundo González, si lo reconocen como presidente, ¿qué va a pasar ahora con él? Dice que siempre han dicho, lo ven como ganador de las elecciones, seguirán todos los pasos diplomáticos necesarios para que en Venezuela pues se enfoque en que se respeten los derechos. Nos dice que son unos aliados en la región súper importante, así que es prioridad para ellos trabajar en el más alto nivel para mirar quién se hace responsable de esas acciones, a pesar de que no se refiere a ningún tipo de sanción puntual con respecto a ese tema. También le pregunta sobre Estados Unidos y ese pues intercambio o esa propuesta que hizo el presidente de El Salvador por el intercambio de prisioneros que hay en las cárceles de El Salvador a cambio de presos políticos en Venezuela. Nos dice que no puede hablar de las conversaciones diplomáticas previas a este suceso o a esta propuesta, pero es muy importante para la administración de Donald Trump trabajar ese tema de los inmigrantes ilegales. Pues a Donald Trump lo escogieron para trabajar por este tema de la seguridad nacional, y eso incluye trabajar con los países aliados para contrarrestar con la crisis de inmigración, el crimen transnacional, y pues saben que Estados Unidos está trabajando con todos sus aliados en el hemisferio para tener unas fronteras mucho más seguras y que ese dolor que ocurre en los países por la inmigración ilegal pues se pueda sanar.